Okay, so up to again, page Yud Aleph. So up to the left side, right? The next paragraph. V'loy oid. So Nachmal. So through Pnimus HaTorah, we give the Rabbanu Shalom Hanoah in his dear B'tachtoinim. It makes Torah more relatable. Ironically, it shows how we didn't focus on this Nakuda so much yesterday, but Lamaisa, he did point this out, is that through the lens of Pnimus HaTorah, then Mamish, our actions have a huge impact in Shemayim and Kivyachal, the Rabbanu Shalom, on the level of Gilui Elokus depends on us. So it's Mamish. It's a very, very interesting thing. Whereas through Pnimus HaTorah, we actually have more power than we think. Whereas through Nigla, all of Torah just seems to be focused on just us working it out through ourselves, you know? But. Yeah. Okay, fine. Anyway. Vloyoid. So he continues on Vloyoid. El Shle Nivra Adam Elakide Shayilmaid Chachma Zeis. Not only do you have all these benefits, but the truth is the person is created for this Chachma. Again, as we saw before, there's a program. You can't just dive right in. You know, the person has to work on himself to clarify himself, to make himself a little bit more clean through mitzvahs ma'isias. Shekol tachlis and ladover zeh. But it's all for this tachlis. And they're needed. V'achakach tuchal hanashama hanikris nera Hashem nishmas adam lohoyer b'guf hazacha zeh. So it's very interesting the way he's presenting it. Is that even the purpose of mitzvahs is in order just to have a hachana for Pnimus HaTorah, you know? It's very, it's a chiddush. So the mitzvahs prepare the body to be illuminated by the neshama, and ultimately the neshama sort of comes into a person and illuminates the body through Pnimus HaTorah. Kiner hanusun atoich hashashiyas zuchuchis, like a candle that's in a glass, what do they call it? Like a lantern, you know? Umiira the nesen is like umiira and illuminates, right? So if you have a candle, but it's in a filthy glass, you know, container thing, then it's not gonna shine. If you have a clarified, beautiful glass container, but there's no candles, it's also nothing. So you need both. So he says, the nesen is like kaich lahav in sisrei Torah, and through a person's mitzvahs ma'isias done properly, it gives a person the strength to learn Sisrei Torah, and to reveal secrets from within that darkness. He's saying very interesting things over here. It's like that again, mitzvahs ma'isis are there to allow a person to be zeicha to Pnimus HaTorah. At the same time, ironically, mitzvahs ma'isis gives you the kayach to understand Sisrei Torah, right? It's interesting. This is what it says in the pasuk: Mitzvah Hashem bara miiris einayim, that the mitzvahs of Hashem are clear, they're klar, and they illuminate the eyes. Ratzaloimer lahavin al yoda side the satayra Hashem tachlis hakol. Mitzvahs give a person the ability to understand secrets of Torah, which is the tachlis. Right. So, on a simple pshat, the reason why that is because. Otherwise, the Rabbanu Shalom isn't willing to reveal those. I mean, ultimately, it's Hashem's secret, so he has to be the one to, you know, sort of allow you in on those secrets. And the Rabbanu Shalom only gives those secrets to someone that he trusts, to someone who has nemanis, and to someone who's going to use them properly, right, and for the right purpose. And as we've been saying until now, the purpose is to illuminate the world. So, in order to show your nemanis, your faithfulness, and to show, you know, what your intention is, so the more a person's, you know, anchored and accomplished in mitzvahs ma'isias, so that shows Hashem, oh, you're a trustworthy person, you're not selfish, you're not going to abuse this, and your focal point is bringing holiness to the world. Okay, so that's a person I'll reveal my secrets to, because that'll illuminate things further. That's probably the simple pshat of why mitzvahs are so necessary, right? That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that if a person's chachma is more than their wisdom, than their maisim, right? That's not good. So it's the Mishnah says it's like a tree that's top heavy. The roots are not strong enough to support the weight of the tree. So that's a person that has a lot of wisdom, but their meisim, their yirshamayim, which means their meisim is not strong enough. So then it's just going to topple. Rather, what you want is a person whose meisim is merubim mechachmasa, is more than his wisdom. And then that's a tree whose roots are very solid. Then it could have a, you know, there's a famous teaching from Rabbeinu Yoina on Pirkei Avos, in Shaar HaTshuva. Rabbeinu Yoina says that, I'm not sure where it is, probably in Pirkei Avos. But Rabbeinu Yoina says that he has a kasha. How is it possible for a person to have more meisim than his wisdom? How could you do more than you know? Right? So if I know, I can only keep Shabbos. If I know Hilchot Shabbos, what does it mean to have more meisim than your wisdom? To know more than you do, that I understand. But what does it mean to do more than you know? So Rabbeinu Yonah says a chiddush. He says that if a person gets up and says, Rabbeinu Shlalom, I don't know everything, but I am a kabbal on myself that whatever it is I will eventually learn, I'm going to keep. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that even from the very moment of right now, it's ki'ilu you kept all of it. And then, now your mind is catching up with your actions. So ready from the very beginning, when you make that Kabbalah that, you know, whatever it is that I learn is going to be on Menas Lasis in order to keep, that's called as if you kept those mitzvahs already, and that's called having a lot of roots, and then you could have, then Hashem will give you all that Chachma. You know, in Chassidus, it's taught a little bit deeper than that, that the idea of why mitzvahs function as a key to understand Pnimis HaTorah is not only, again, the simple pshat is because that's the test. Like Hashem wants to see, are you trustworthy? Are you a nishneman? Is your head on straight? So let me see if you're a Yerei Shemayim, if you're God fearing, if you do mitzvahs. Then Hashem says, okay, fine. So then already you're like, you're a nishneman, you're a trusted person. I'll share my secrets with you. On a deeper level, it's because to a certain degree, this is the major sugya in Chassidus. Like every other piece of the Baal Tanya is about this, pretty much. Like that to a certain degree, the root of mitzvahs maaseis is even deeper than Torah itself. That's an ongoing debate. Like not a debate that like it's a machlokes, but an ongoing like discussion and inyan in Chassidus, what's greater, Torah versus mitzvahs. So I mean, it boils down to a certain basic truth, which is in terms of Hashem's light, in terms of like the revelation of Hashem's presence, Torah is greater. There's no question about it. But in terms of the essence of godliness, from which God's light emerges, to a certain degree, mitzvahs are greater than that, than Torah. So the fact that Chaim Vital is telling us that one's ability to understand secrets of Torah, which is the greatest level of Hashem's light, is dependent on one's mitzvahs, right? So he said two things, because mitzvahs, you know, sort of clarify the body to allow the light of Torah to shine through, but also it fundamentally gives it's to a certain degree the source from which the light of Hashem emerges, and that's why, you know, again, Chassidus, it's a major principle that to do mitzvahs with kabbalas on al shemayim, with absolute simple faith and tamimus and pshitas and so on, is like the Baal Shem Tov used to say, that the tamimus and pshitas of a simple Jew is reflective of the achdus hapshuta, the simple singularity of God Himself. Like we spoke about last night, the Yud Havayis Menukadais, the secrets of Torah, which is Hashem's light, that's complicated, that's divine names, that's Shem Sakdash, that's called Atzilus. But then there's a simple the essence of God that all that comes from, which is more reflective in mitzvahs maaseis, because whatever mitzvah that you're doing fundamentally has the same kavana. What's the kavana? To give nachas ruach to Hashem, because the Rabbanu Shalom said, and that's what I'll do. Like there's a machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the Medrash when the Torah was given. So with every dibur, the Jewish people responded something. So Rabbi Shmuel said the way it was that when Hashem said to Mrs. Asay, do this, we said, yes, hang. And when Hashem said, lo yisirtzach, don't kill, don't steal, whatever, so we responded, lav. In other words, we won't. We will or we won't. Rabbi Kiva said, no. Both for aseis and both for lois aseis, we responded the same thing, which is yes. What does it mean? Because Rabbi Akiva is telling us is that ultimately, yes, in action, there's a difference between whether you're doing a positive mitzvah or whether you're avoiding an avera. But fundamentally, what are you doing? You're doing God's will. So it's all the same at the end of the day. That's very. In other words, that's mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are deeply rooted and sort of an expression of that simple, unified faith and pashtus and tamimus, which is reflective of Hashem's simple unity. You know, that's why. Again, that's what Baal Shem Tov said, that this, the pashtus of a simple Jew is reflective of the pashtus and the simplicity of God's essence. That's why Torah, there's madrigas in Torah, but mitzvahs is for every single Jew. So to a certain degree, mitzvahs fuel secrets of Torah, because mitzvahs are rooted in God's essence, right? And secrets of Torah is God's revelation, God's light, God's wisdom, which comes from His essence. So to a certain degree, secrets of Torah come from mitzvahs ma'asis.
Nasa v'nishma,
exactly. Nasa means the action. Nishma means the light that comes from it. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. But you still need the mitzvahs because you need the levushim, right? To be or makif to hold on to that.
Right.
So that's the question of Caleb and Aris. What higher? What's
lower? Exactly.
Caleb is really a higher light because eventually.
When it get, right? Higher. Exactly. That's the dynamic. So again, on the one hand, mitzvahs are less than Torah because they're the Caleb, they're the levushim. But on the to a certain degree, levushim can be considered higher than the light itself, right? So that's the ongoing dynamic. So he says, "Kaniska bizarre shir shirim," and this is what it says in the Zohar and shir shirim. Al pasa kigidili shav nafshi v'zel shani. So the Zohar says like this: "Zakayin inan kol inan demishtad leminda v'chachma demarehain." Praiseworthy are those people that put an effort to know the wisdom of their master, to learn the secrets of Torah. V'inan yadi mistakli b'razin iloin. And they know and they gaze into the higher secrets of Torah. The Ginda Barnash Kadistalik Mahay Alma, because when a person passes away from the world, Bahai Yistalikumine called Dina de Alma, through his involvement in secrets of Torah in this world, so all the dinim, when the person passes away, then all the dinim that theoretically you know could make trouble, all those dinim go away as well. But more than that, not only are there no dinim by the person when he passes away, but because of his involvement in the secrets of Torah, there are 12 gates of besamim that are open for the person. Which all the wisdom of Torah depends on. Okay, whatever this means. But the Rabbanu Shalom also engraves for him like an image that everything is dependent on. Again, whatever, I don't know what these things mean. And the Rabbanu Shalom delights with him in Gan Eden. Train Alma Alman, and he inherits two worlds, Amadein v'Amadasi, this world and the next. Chochmasad itzrichle labar nosh lamindu lastaklob rozen demare. The wisdom that a person has to know in order to the wisdom that a person should know and to look into the secrets of his master. Chad lamindu le lagufe ulosh tamoida man ihu. One is to know what they are, to know who he is, and how is he, and what comprises the tzura, the tzelem elokim, keeps on going. Okay, so that's one side of Chochmas Satorah is to know the person, to know who you are, to know all the different parts of your neshama and everything that's going on. And the opposite. The first thing is to know God, the Rabbanu Shalom, who He is, and everything that goes on over there, and how the Rabbanu Shalom runs the world, and the Vachad, and the other aspect is Lamindo Lestaklo Berozin Dinishmase, is to understand the secrets of your own neshama, Man Ihi, Ahi nefesh debe, what is the soul that's within you? Uma anasya, where does it come from? Vama asya lai gufa, for what purpose did it come into the body? The yomakan, what purpose did it go into this small body? The yomakan that's here today, umarcha bekiver, and tomorrow in the grave, like what's in the neshama? V'chad l'minda l'stakla b'hai alma, and also another aspect is to know the world that you exist in, diyube, that you're in. Vama astakin, what fixes the world? So you have to know Hashem, you have to know about yourself, you have to know about the world, and all these things are contained in the secrets of Torah. And afterwards, to be zaycha to even higher secrets, to know about the higher world, and to know your master. And all this a person sees through the light of Torah. Come and see anyone that goes... That goes to the next world without this knowledge. Afal gav disbe uvdin tovin sagin. Even if he has good deeds, mafkalei mikol tardu alma. He's the person might be left out from all these gates, from all these openings, these doors. Okay, tochazi maksiv. It says in pasuk in loy sidi lacha yafa banoshim that Hashem describes the Jewish people as hayaf banoshim, the most beautiful of women. Im ant asya beloy yediya veloy yistakla bechachmasa. So the Zohar says that if a person didn't have some knowledge and didn't look into this wisdom before you come here, and as before Olam Emes, you don't know any of the secrets of the higher world. Even if it could be very beautiful, less on kedai lemeilacha. That's in the pasuk. It's ilach big fiatzlein. Then you're left out. So even if you're Yafa Banoshim, even though you have mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, but a person could be still left out in the cold if they were not Isaac in understanding the secrets of Torah. What are, then again, I keep on saying, what is the secret of all secrets of Torah? The secret of all secrets of Torah is trying to come close to Hashem. That's the ultimate secret. That's the ultimate secret. Wanting to appreciate what it means to be a Yid. That's the ultimate side. So at some point in a Jew's life, you had that thought, you know what I mean? That's like a famous the mice with the Kotzke, right? So I mentioned this before. The Kotzke was once walking on a bridge with one of his chassidim, and there was a bunch of goyim. They were throwing rocks, so the chassid started to duck. So the Kotzke didn't duck. So the chassid said, "Rabbi, you have to, you know, get hurt." So the Kotzke said, "Nah, there's no shkatzim, there's no rocks." So he said, "We'll go closer to them, and you'll see that under their coats they're wearing tachrichim. They're not from the living." They think they're alive. They're in limbo. So they went over and the Taka saw that these are not living people. So the Chassid asked the Kotzker, they think they're alive, right? But they're not. So how do I, maybe I'm also dead and I'm just, this is all just imagination. How do I know that I'm alive? So the Kotzker says, it's a good kasha. So how do you know you're alive? So the Kotzker said, if at any point in your life you had a hir hatshuva, you had a real thought to come closer to Hashem, that's a sign that you're alive. That's a sign that you're alive. So that's, you know, every Jew at some point had that thought, and that thought is the search for secrets of Torah. That's the nekuda. See, when the Zohar is talking about this at length, that if a Jew doesn't have that, if you don't look into the secrets of Torah, then you're left out in the cold and all that stuff. But what does it mean, the secrets of Torah? Like we said at some point, you know, as time moves on, you have to sort of evolve and refine and distill more and more what the nekuda is. So ultimately, the nekuda is the nekuda of the simple nekuda of wanting to come close to Hashem. And because if for a Jew nowadays to want to come close to Hashem, that's being fueled. In other words, with all the thickness of the world, what's really happening in the soul is a deep desire to learn all of Sisri Torah. But that huge light, for it to sort of, for a little bit ray of that to crack through the surface, what it feels like when it breaks through the surface is just a hira tshuva, a thought of tshuva. Where is that thought of tshuva coming from, right? So, you know, there's in the earlier generations, let's put it this way, by the times of Rishon Baichai, when the darkness was not so thick, so then, you know, Rishon Baichai is right, that in order to be zaycha to Olam Haba and all these things, a person has to desire deeply to know all the secrets of the universe. But that cheshek, that desire, do you consciously feel that desire to its fullest degree? Well, in the earlier generations where the Hester Ponim was not so thick. So when you had that desire, you're able to feel it right away. So a Jew that wanted all the secrets of the universe, that meant he wanted it. If you didn't have that desire, it means you don't want it. But as the thickness, as the cloud becomes thicker and thicker, so all of that light isn't able to be felt because it's being blocked by all that thickness of galus. So, but if a person is able to feel even once in their life a hira tshuva, the ability to have that thought penetrate all those clouds of galus is because behind the scenes of those clouds is an unbelievable desire to know all of the secrets of Torah. So it's like when you have, it's like lo lein of lo lechem. But if you have, let's say, like a leak, you know, if your ceiling is, you know, if there's a leak in the ceiling or something, so it just looks like one little drop. But in order for the water to get through everything, eventually to have one little drop come out from the ceiling, that tells you. So it's like if a person doesn't know anything, so they look at that drop, it's like, okay, mishkefelach, it's a drop of water, it's a drop of water. But someone that has a little bit of chachma knows, one second, if one drop of water found its way through the ceiling, that means there's a lot more water somewhere just, you know, causing problems, right? So that's in a negative way. So the same thing is a positive way. So if you see a Jew that has one thought of doing tshuva for his entire life, just one thought of tshuva. So a shaita says, what is that? It's one drop of water. It's an afkamina. It doesn't make a difference. Shaita. Do you know how thick reality is between, you know how many floors there are between the sky and that one drop of water coming down the ceiling over here? If there's one drop of water that was able to make it all the way down, that it's indication of how much water there is somewhere above. So if you could have a Jew in Tavshin Pehe that has even a thought of tshuva once in his life, that's an indication that deep down, what does he really want? He wants everything, right? He has this desire that the Zohar Kaddish is saying. So again, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, that's what you'll find, you know, when the tzaddikim say that, you know, nowadays even one thought is worth, it's true. It's because one drop of water coming from a ceiling tells you about how much there is, right? That's the famous thing from the Rizal also. He told Ruchai Vital once, he said, you have no idea, your avoid is like more chashat than Rabbi Kiva. He said something like that. So Ruchai Vital was shocked at such a thing, Rabbi Kiva. So the Rizal said, the level of Hester upon him nowadays, I'm going to let Sfas. The level of Hestapanim nowadays is so great that even the small avoida that we can muster up is ki'ilu, the great avoidas of the earlier generations, right? Because that's the idea. One little drop that comes down is indicative of a lot of water that's just stuck behind a lot of concrete, you know? But if you only had a little bit of water there, then it wouldn't be able to, even one drop wouldn't penetrate. If one drop comes out, it means it's a symbol of a lot more behind the scenes. Because it was already there, right? It's already there. It's already there. That's why you have the because again the truth is that it's not about the information anyway. It's about that nekuda, that rutzen, so it's there. And all you need is just... You know, the truth is, every yid has this anyway. It's just a matter of expressing it. So, okay, so some express it more, some express it less, an afkamina, whatever. So one drop, an ocean, it's all there anyway. So that's the... okay, Bez Hashem. Bezaycha to want, and the Rebbe Hashem should see that we do want and give us what we want.
Amen.